the Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog-ear this for now.
Comedy Forecast, episode 351. Father's Day.
Comedy Forecast is powered by its patrons. To support the show and get episodes before everyone else, visit patreon.com and search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4. Or just go to comedyforecast.com and click on the Patreon link on the right-hand side of the page.
In this episode of Comedy Forecast, we talk about Dad's special day, visit a classic rock station, talk about tech, and more. Come on, let's get to the forecast.
Item 1 of 4.
Well, hi, folks. Welcome to, or welcome back to, Comedy Forecast. Father's Day is right around the corner. Well, not literally around the corner. I mean, you're not going to bump into it while you're walking down the street staring at your cell phone. Of course, if you did bump into it, it wouldn't be a big deal. Because Father's Day is not a big deal for most people. It's a day that ranks right up there with the annoyance of the beginning of daylight saving time. You know it's coming, but it just means a lot of work. No. Let's be honest. Father's Day just isn't anywhere near as important to people as Mother's Day. You want proof? Okay, first of all, Mother's Day comes a whole month before Father's Day. That should tell you something right there. But that's not even the worst of it. Because Mother's Day is in May, meaning lots of kids are still in school. But somehow, they managed to make Mother's Day the busiest dining day of the year. Come on, Mom! Let's take you out to dinner. Cost is no object. Where do you want to go? Father's Day? Yeah, the kids are usually already out of school. And even so, I can assure you that you would have no problem getting a table in any restaurant in the country on Father's Day. In fact, I think they run half-price deals just to get people in the door. Let's make that worse. Dad is usually in charge of doing his own barbecue on Father's Day.
We love you, Dad, but honestly, this hot dog was left on the grill just a bit too long. Could you work on that?
And moms? Well, they usually get flowers on Mother's Day. That's lovely. But Dad? What about poor Dad? If he's lucky, he gets a hammer or a tie. It's like the grown-up equivalent of giving a kid a sheet of stickers. Yeah, sure, he's got a whole drawer full of them, but it was something he expressed an interest in one time, so giving him the same thing every year forever should be good enough. Actually, though, I can tell you that dads usually bring that on themselves.
Hey, Dad, what do you want for Father's Day?
I don't know.
And boom, our brains usually go towards the practical, which is why we end up with more hammers than a Thor meetup at Comic-Con. Now, this is not true for every father out there. Might not even be true for me. But what I'm saying is, show Father's Day a bit of respect, okay? If you're going to give Dad a building supply or a fashion accessory he will have next to no occasion to wear, at least take him out to dinner. And please, make it sound like you had a bit of trouble booking the reservation.
Item 2 of 4.
Right. A few classic 1976 Bob Seger night moves to help get you through a gorgeous Friday afternoon here on CDY, the Valley's classic rock destination. Corey White here with you, playing the songs you know so well. So very well. So very, very well. But not as well as me. Coming up later this hour, we'll hear from the Allman Brothers, Chrissy Hines and the Pretenders, and Steely Dan. And then, a Creedence Clearwater Revival 3-fer. Help me. Not the deep cuts, though. Just the stuff you already know by heart. Hey, if you're lucky, I'll even throw in some heart. Perhaps Barracuda. Or Crazy on You, because we certainly don't play those songs enough to have them permanently burned into my brain. That was sarcasm. Over these last 2 years, I've probably heard each of those songs 1,000 times each. And I know that all of you sing along every time. Every single word. For real. This station could go legit karaoke and no one would notice the difference. Because here at CDY, the music never, ever changes. It's like some Twilight Zone infinite loop. It's like the universe has a Pandora station that's only been seeded with three words. John Cougar Mellencamp. I can rattle off our artist rotation in my sleep. In fact, my girlfriend says I do. Well, that's a lie. My girlfriend left me because I rattle off our artist rotation in my sleep. The Eagles, Rod Stewart, Billy Joel, Led Zeppelin, Stevie Nicks, ZZ Top. Don't you people ever want to hear a song from someone who doesn't qualify for an AARP membership? How about we play something that wasn't originally released on 8-track? Please! I am running out of ways to relate to the same 50 songs. There is a finite number of ways to introduce Born to Run. And I've gone through all of them. Twice! It is messing with my mind. I leave the studio expecting to see the streets filled with Chrysler K cars that I can fill with gas for 78 cents a gallon. I see billboards for Camel cigarettes and bicentennial celebrations in every store. Look, I get it. I get that you want to relive the good times, but could we toss in a few songs that don't feature cowbells or references to Vietnam? Something that debuted on YouTube instead of vacuum tubes? I'd settle for something by Nickelback. Yes, people, I am that desperate. Oh, I see my manager out there pounding on the studio glass. And you know, I think what he's saying is that it's a gorgeous Friday afternoon here at CDY and we're all just racing toward the work week finish line. Because we were born to run.
Item 3 of 4.
There's something you may not know about me, but I think I do. I like tech as much as the next guy. Actually, I don't know the next guy, so that may not be true, but that's not the point. The point is that I do like tech, as long as I can figure out which way the batteries go into the thing. I mean, they always make it so hard to figure out which way that nubby end of the battery should go in. You know, the illustration is really small in there and you can't see the plus and the minus. Look, it's 2015. Can we design a battery that doesn't have a nubby end? Is that too much to ask? But that's not my point. And what was my point? Oh yes, tech. I was toying around with the idea of picking up a 3D printer. I'd be all excited. Oh, look. Hey, neighbor. I can print out this cute little 3D dinosaur. And with my luck, he'll say, yeah? So what? They just came out with a 4D printer. Look at that. I printed out a working TARDIS. I don't know if you're the same as me, because you may be the next guy, and I think we already established a little bit earlier that I don't know the next guy. But I say I'm going to buy something, and then poof, it doesn't happen. Now, that's not because I don't know anything about the product. Heck, I do lots of research. Well, I do some research. Well, what I do is I watch a bunch of YouTube videos. And by watch, I mean I click on the video, and then I click on the very end to see how they rated the thing. But that's close enough. The thing is, just when I'm about ready to buy, I hear these rumors. Rumors that the next big version of the thing that I'm about to buy is coming out late next quarter. And you know what?
I don't even know what that means. All I know is that there is something better coming along. I want to buy a phone. There's a new one with a better camera on the way. And it comes in gold-pressed platinum. Or I want to buy a laptop. Heck, there's a thinner and lighter one coming along. It is so thin and light that in a strong breeze, it will just blow away. I can't even buy a light bulb anymore without worrying that something better is about to happen. And I think I know what you're thinking. And no, I am not holding the ace of clubs. But I also think you're thinking, well, Clinton, why don't you just commit and buy something? There's always going to be something new and better coming along. Don't worry about it. Just buy something. And you're right. I should. And I will. Just as soon as I check to make sure they didn't announce anything new this week.
Item 4 of 4.
Hi, can I help you?
Yes. I would like to buy a brand new Ford Fiesta.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, but this is a computer store.
Oh, I see. Yes. Yes, I did notice a distinct lack of automobiles in your showroom, but I had assumed it was due to the successful sale of all of your Ford Fiestas.
Sorry, no, not a car showroom.
Oh, I see. Yes.
But listen, while you're here, maybe you'd like to buy a computer.
Yes, I would. Since I cannot purchase a brand new Ford Fiesta, I would like to purchase a new computer.
Well, great. Are you looking for a desktop computer or a notebook?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Please?
No, I mean... Now, listen, let's just go with notebook. I mean, after all, nobody buys desktop computers anymore, right?
I see, yes. They are obviously not as popular as the brand new Ford Fiesta. But are you positive that this is not a automobile showroom?
Am I being punked? What? Okay, well, look, let's get on with this. We have all kinds of notebooks here. Do you have any idea of what feature is most important to you?
Yes.
Well, great. What?
Superior gas mileage. An estimated 28 city, 36 highway.
Yeah, like the...
New
Ford
Fiesta.
Yeah, I thought so. Tell you what, let's just call that good battery life.
Yes, since this is a computer showroom and not an automobile showroom, and therefore I cannot purchase a brand new Ford Fiesta, I would like to purchase a notebook computer with good battery life.
Okay, I'm not sure why you had to recap that, but great. Now, are you interested in Windows?
Yes!
Knowing that that has nothing to do with clear material you can see through, like on the brand new Ford Fiesta?
Yes! No!
I thought so. And if I asked you about Apple, you'd think that was some kind of fruit, right?
Yes!
Okay, let's just go with a Chromebook.
Yes! Chrome! Just like on the... Brand new Ford Fiesta.
Right. Okay. Well, let's see. We have several models of Chromebooks. Are you interested in a convertible?
Yes.
And I regretted that the instant I said it.
Yes. A convertible. Since this is a computer showroom and not an automobile showroom, and therefore I cannot purchase a brand new Ford Fiesta, I would like to purchase a Chromebook notebook computer with good battery life and a convertible, just like the one I can find available as a custom option on the brand new Ford Fiesta.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, memory. You know, I think I'm going to give you as much as possible. Somehow I think you really need that.
Yes.
And this comes with automatic cloud backup.
Just like
and it is nothing like a backup camera on the brand new Ford Fiesta.
Ah.
Okay, well, I think that just about does it.
Yes. Yes, it does. How much do I owe you for this Chromebook notebook computer, which I am purchasing here because it is not an automobile showroom, and therefore I cannot purchase a brand new Ford Fiesta. Tell me, how much do I owe you?
Oh, I'm not sure. I have to go talk with my manager, and he'll probably want to see your trade-in, too. By the way, we have low financing available, and while I'm gone, you might want to look over these brochures about undercoating. You don't want the bottom of your brand-new computer to rust out. By the way, are you a well-qualified buyer? Because we have great leases available. Offer available exclusively on individual Chromebook advertised. Tax, title, administration fee, and license fees not included in price or payment. All Chromebooks subject to prior sale. Offer not valid if redeemed. Void where prohibited by law. Your mileage may vary.
My goodness, look at the time.
Oh, is it that time already, Sir Patrick?
Let's wrap this up, shall we?
Right, okay. Well, if you have any comments about this episode, why not call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004. The phone not your thing? That's okay. Drop us an email at comedyforecast, all one word with the number 4, at gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and you can find all the episodes at comedyforecast.com. You can also subscribe via iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever else fine podcasts are listed.
As always, this is Sir Patrick Stewart.
And I'm Clinton.
Saying,
that's it.
We're done.
Bye-bye.